Hi, and thank you for tuning into Alternative Therapies on English Waves. In today's program, we're taking a look at neuroplasticity. Neuro what? You're probably wondering if you've heard me correctly, aren't you? I said neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the ability of your brain to change and adapt over time. Research into neuroplasticity is relatively new, but it's fascinating and very promising for many health problems. Scientific research has shown that an 8-week mindfulness program or regular sophrology practice can actually change the structure of your brain through the process of neuroplasticity. But how? Let's take an in-depth look at how neuroplasticity works. We constantly change and shape our brains through experience in everyday life. I'm sure you'll agree that you have very different behaviors and thoughts today than you did 20 years ago. That's because your brain structure and organization has changed as you've learned from and adapted to different experiences throughout your life. This is neuroplasticity in action. Every time you repeat a thought or emotion, you reinforce a neural pathway and a new way of being. If these small changes are repeated often enough, they can lead to changes in how our brains work. This is because our brains are plastic and not rigid. Neuroplasticity is a little bit like the muscles in your body. If you exercise them often, they become stronger, but if you don't use them at all, they fade away. In a similar way, thoughts or actions that you do over and over again increase in power, and over time they become automatic. They become a part of us by strengthening neurons. In this way, we literally become what we think and do. Neuroplasticity is a process that is constant. Connections in the brain can become stronger or weaker, depending on whether you use them or not. Young people change easily because their brains are very plastic. Older adults lose some of their brain plasticity and become more fixed in how they think, learn, or perceive the world around them. But this doesn't mean that adults don't have plastic brains. It just means that adults have to exercise their brains more to keep them as plastic as possible. So what does neuroplasticity have to do with alternative health? Exciting research has been done in the last 20 years on how to use the brain's neuroplasticity to help manage chronic pain and depression. Brain plasticity is a two-way street. It's just as easy to cause negative change in the brain as it is to cause positive change. Persistent pain that doesn't have any physical cause is a good example of neuroplasticity gone wrong. So why not use neuroplasticity to make things right? Neuroscientist Richie Davidson, who works at the Center for Healthy Minds at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the USA, says that even short amounts of practice, like 30 minutes of meditation per day, can induce measurable changes in the brain that can be tracked on a brain scanner. Research has shown that when you practice mindfulness, your brain can change in four important ways. Firstly, your brain's gray matter increases in thickness in three areas that deal with attention, problem-solving, emotional regulation, and memory. Secondly, the amygdala, which is your brain's center for fear and anxiety, decreases in size. Thirdly, neural connections that make you very reactive to negative stress weaken. And lastly, your default mode network, which is the part of your brain that makes you jump from negative thought, and to always think of the worst thing that can happen, shows reduced activity in its neurons. Neuroscientists now know that mindfulness can change your brain through neuroplasticity if you do it regularly. Just as playing the piano regularly strengthens and supports brain networks involved with playing music, regular mindfulness exercises can make your brain and you more efficient at regulating your emotions instead of mindlessly reacting to anything and everything that happens to you. If you suffer from persistent pain or depression, you can use neuroplasticity to retrain the way your body and brain perceive and respond to pain. The idea is to use the positive aspects of neuroplasticity to calm and rewire connections in your nervous system that are not painful. The more you use them, the more you reinforce them, and the less pain you will feel. The science of neuroplasticity is based on the fact that the more you use neurons, the more reactive they are, and the less you use other neurons, the less reactive they are. It's called the use it or lose it phenomenon. Pain and depression management focuses on using good neuroplasticity to reprogram and reduce the overactive danger signals in the brain and nervous system. As we are all different people with different experiences, what works for one person may not work for another. Basically, you need to find what works for you. It might be sophrology or mindfulness meditation, visualization exercises, or learning a new skill like drawing. Researchers are currently exploring new treatments using plasticity and have already had a lot of success in case studies. If you're interested in finding out more about how neuroplasticity works, you can read a book called The Brain That Changes Itself by Norman Doidge. The book is a New York Times bestseller and has also been translated into French. The French title is called Guérir grâce à la neuroplasticité. It's a fascinating read and will not only give you something to think about, but will also give you an effective and wonderful way to deal with life experiences and some health problems you may have.